brought to you by Penguin.
As Good As It Gets, written and read by Romesh Ranganathan. This book is dedicated to my wife Lisa and our wonderful children, although you still haven't read the last one, so I don't know why I bother. Also, it was me who broke the washing machine. Outmaneuvered. I want to be absolutely crystal clear on this. I am not in any position to be offering anybody advice, but that is exactly why I think I'm well placed to do so. I've spent many years reading books advising you how to be more productive, how to be happy, how to crush your goals, and the one thing that has struck me about all of them is that these people are proffering advice from a position of having it nailed. I definitely do not have it nailed. In fact, I think it's fair to say that I'm finding new ways to remove the nails and drive them into my own face. This isn't a book of philosophical pontifications on life. It's more a series of musings on what I think about where I am right now, which is a thought process of a lot of men my age, just before they decide they're going to change their hairstyle, buy a motorbike, or leave their wife. I like my hair, I'd kill myself on a bike, and there is no way any other woman would have me. When I started this book, I hoped it would be something people could relate to and would make them feel better about things. Then I got to the middle of it and I just hoped it would be amusing. As I approached the final third, all I wanted was to finish the fucking thing. The truth is, like all of us, I properly struggle with adulthood and am making judgment errors every single day. On our last holiday to Portugal, we started to get frustrated by the fact that our kids were not eating things they themselves had ordered. I wouldn't mind if those things turned up and were horrible, or even significantly different to how they were advertised. What I do find maddening is when you watch your child order something, that thing arrives exactly as it looks on the menu, and then your child informs you that they won't be eating anything because the nuggets smell different. My first instinct is to say, hold your nose then, dickhead, because it feels like our kids are being willfully fussy. My parents were definitely that hard line with me. Eat what you're given, Ramesh, or you can starve. But things are different now. The truth is, it's a lot more complicated to be a parent in the modern world, partly because we know so much more about our children. We know, for example, that some children are more sensitive than others to things like smell and noise, and that the way previous generations might have dealt with, or not recognised, those hypersensitivities would more than likely give those children hang-ups for the rest of their lives. My wife apparently hated peas, and was forced by her school to eat every last one of them before she was allowed out to play. To this day, she cannot bear them, to the point where even listening to this would make her feel nauseous. Fortunately, she takes so little interest in what I do that there's no chance of that happening. Lisa sees her pee trauma as evidence that we should be considerate and understanding of kids' fussiness, whereas I see it as evidence that it's her shitty genetics that have led to this problem with her own kids in the first place. Can you inherit a picky eating habit? Other people are a problem too. Restaurants are competitive places for parents. You can guarantee that while your kids smash each other in the face with pizza slices, across at another table will be a family whose children are finishing their risotto, silently putting their cutlery down and exclaiming, "Oh, Mummy, the seasoning in that was lovely." And then they all laugh at how charming it is that their kid said something an adult would say, whereas in reality it's actually really creepy to hear a child say that. And if you did hear an adult say that, you probably wouldn't want to hang out with them either. And then, in the middle of that thought, you're distracted by your glasses being knocked off your face by a bread roll, and you try to bollock your kids, but you can't because your wife is almost pissing herself laughing. I imagine. I occasionally become convinced that our kids behave like this to wind us up. We're on holiday in Dubai recently, which is a really nice place to go as long as you don't mind having a daily series of panic attacks about how much you're spending. We had dinner, then our kids asked us to buy them ice cream. I had, for some reason, decided that rather than just accept this holiday was going to be expensive, I would work out the price of each and everything we were getting, so my catchphrase for the holiday could be, "I cannot fucking believe how much that costs." But much as I was balking at the expense, we were on holiday, and obviously I told the kids they could have ice cream. I watched as they frolicked up to the lovely man at the counter and placed their order, deliberating over a selection of toppings that were arguably excessive. One of the kids came back with an ice cream that had 3 Snickers bars sticking out the top. My only thought was at least that went some way towards clawing back the fortune each of those diabetes inducers had cost us. It was as much as I could do, however, not to hurl the ice cream across the room.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?